KUVO is an original participant in the American Graduate Project to turn around the dropout problem. We've heard from students, teachers, community partners, and principals are obviously a part of this equation as well. Enter the Wallace Foundation, which has put together a $75 million grant to build a principal pipeline initiative. On the line from the Wallace Foundation is Dr. Jody Spiro, who's the Director of Educational Leadership there. Thank you for joining us this morning to tell us more about the principal pipeline. I guess, even here in the summer, we can hardly imagine the pressure that we put our principals under these days.
Oh, absolutely. And the summer doesn't even matter anymore. The principal's job is a year-round job, no more summer vacations. Too important. The work is too important for summer vacations.
Well, forgive the pun, but old school techniques don't seem to be holding up to some of these modern stresses, and there's some turnover in the ranks of our principals. Explain
that. Well, I think it's fair to say that the job of the principal has really changed in the last several years. And I know when I was with the Chancellor's Office in New York City, we always used to say that the principal was the instructional leader of the building. Nevertheless, there was a big gulf between saying instructional leader and actually making that happen. And now in cities particularly like Denver, the job of the principal is really about leading instruction, being the head teacher in the school. And that's a very different job. And of course, everything else still has to be done, all the administrative tasks as well. But the principal personally needs to really oversee instruction. And the big key to that, of course, is developing a great team within the building so that other people can also contribute to the leadership of this effort, and the principal can really concentrate on instruction in the building.
Denver Public Schools, one of six districts around the country participating in this pilot project called the Principal Pipeline Initiative. Dr. Jody Spiro is with the Wallace Foundation. You're talking about principals being instructional leaders. I can't remember the last principal that actually took a class, but I'm sure that they do here and there.
You mean actually teaching a class?
Yeah, teaching. He or she is a principal, but they're teaching chemistry or history as well. That's unusual.
Well, it is unusual, and actually our research tells us it's not the best use of the principal's time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really key about the principal is that the principal is the instructional leader not only for the students in the building, but for the staff in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much more important for a principal to be working with the teachers, for example, in being in their classrooms, coaching, seeing how their lessons are going, conducting professional learning within the school. Our research has told us that there are two big factors that principals can do that most contribute to student success in the building, and that is if principals share their leadership with others and if principals are really conducting professional learning for the teachers within the building. So that's I guess we would call that a high leverage strategy, so
mm-hmm.
that rather than being in a classroom and teaching a class of students, there's a multiplier effect by being the teacher of teachers, which
right.
is what principals are.
Dr. Jody Spiro with the Wallace Foundation, Denver Public Schools, part of a national Principal Pipeline Initiative for all the turnover that's happening among principals. You're suggesting selective hiring procedures be put in place across the country. What are school districts in Denver and other places using to find the modern principal? What's working in finding good principals?
I really do also have to say that the reason that Denver has gotten this grant is because the Wallace Foundation considers Denver to be a national leader here. And in particular, Tom Boesberg, as superintendent, really takes a national leadership role. And one of the things that Denver has done is to have put in place standards for effective school principals that are based on research. And in the hiring process, what we think is particularly noteworthy is that the hiring process is now based on candidates demonstrating their skills, whether it's in simulations or role plays, as opposed to just impressing a team of interviewers. So there are very specific questions in real life situations that people who are candidates for these jobs need to be able to show their proficiency.
It just makes me think teachers will want to put their classes on YouTube and say,
right,
let me show you what I can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask if parents can do anything to help principals lead winning schools once the right principal has been found or put into place. Or say your school has a new principal and you have to orient them to the way we want things done in our school.
Oh, parents are perhaps the most important partners that principals can have. And when I talked before about sharing leadership, that's not only sharing leadership with teachers and others in the school building, it's sharing leadership with parents. Who knows their kids better than parents do? And so parents have to be a major part of the equation, and parents have to be present, ask questions, and demand excellence from the professionals who are there to serve their children.
The Wallace Foundation is behind a $75 million grant called the Principal Pipeline Initiative. Denver is one of six school districts around the country in this project. Dr. Jody Spiro is Director of Educational Leadership. I guess we can say a happy summer, and your work is never done.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Man, times have changed for principals. They what's a summer vacation anymore anyway, as the United States tries to catch up to the world with year-round school.
Yeah, well, I guess I relate to principals the way a lot of young men did in their day. Mm-hmm. The principal's office. Principals and office somehow went together.
I hear
discipline, you know.
Yeah, I heard her say principals are spending less time in their office and more time out training teachers hands-on, checking out what's happening in the classroom.
That's true.
Interesting.
That's true.